Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem holding at the Mishnah in the middle of daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis Anche Ir Hanidachas Ein Lohem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Rufua Shalema for Yor Yeshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freida. So, we're moving along in Perek Chelek. Believe it or not, this is the second to last daf of the Perek, the second to last daf of the Masechta. The theme, however, is the same as that of the entire Perek, and that is we're discussing Olam Haba specifically, who does and who does not have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Now, the topic of today's daf and tomorrow's daf is going to be the Ir Hanidachas. The Mishnah begins, Anche Ir Hanidachas, Ein Lohem Chelek L'Olam Haba. And I think it's kedai to read a few psukim in the Torah just to do a soft introduction to the Ir Hanidachas. So the parsha of the Ir Hanidachas is mentioned in Parshas Re'eh. It's psukim in the very end of Perek Yud Gimel. The pasuk over there is talking about Avodah Zarah, Bechlal, and then it talks about a city where Avodah Zarah became very, very pervasive. Says the pasuk, Kisishma ba'achad orecha, if Bezdin is going to hear about one of the cities, Asher Hashem alekecha noisim l'chol ha'shev esham leim. So, if Bezdin hears about a city, where's the city? It's in the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you, meaning it's in Eretz Canaan. What did Beis Din hear? Yatzu anoshim b'nei v'lial mikirbecha. There was a group of people, they're b'nei b'lial. Rashi says b'lial is nutrikun. It's an acronym for b'loy oil. So these are people that were pyrrhic oil. Vayadichu es yoshvei iram lemor. And they were madiach. They persuaded, they coerced the people in their city, saying, Nelcha, let's go, v'navda elhim acherim, let's worship Avodah Zarah, ashalo yedatem, Avodah Zarah that you know nothing about, Avodah Zarah that you have no business worshiping. V'dorashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. Beis Din is instructed to go and do a proper due diligence. V'ne emes nachin adavar, and if what they conclude is that exactly what they had heard about this city was true, that this terrible tayev in fact took place, says the Torah, hake sake es yoshvei ahir, Beis Din has an obligation to go and kill all the Yoshvei Ha'ir lefi charev, using a sword. Hachre Moisa, you have to wipe them out. Ves kol ha'shabah, everything in it. Ves behemta, even the behemais lechif fi charev, and you should do everything with a sword. Ves kol shlo latik b'tzaltoich rechayva. And then you should take all the shalom, meaning all the money in the city. You should gather it into the rechayv, into the big street. Ves harafto ba'esh, as ha'ir ves kol shalala kolul Hashem alekecha, and you should burn it, and don't just burn it, it should be completely consumed, it should be kolul Hashem alekecha, v'hoysa tel oilam lo yibane oid, and this city should be a tail, it should just be a hump of dirt forever, lo yibane oid, you're never allowed to rebuild the city. Then the Torah continues, and says, v'lo yidbak biyotcho mu'uma min acherim, that you're going to wipe out this entire city, so you would think that maybe you're allowed to take from it, says the Torah, no, v'lo yidbak biyotcho, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will somehow release himself from his charoi naf, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you rachamim, and you will be bestowed incredible compassion. Not just that, you're going to be zoicha to prove the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised your ancestors. These several psukim are what we know as the parsha of the Ir Hanidachas. So what's the Ir Hanidachas? It's a city where in Eretz Yisrael, where there were people that emerged from the city that were madiach the Yoshvei Yoir. What was the hadocha? Nelcha v'navdo elhim acherim ashalo yodatem. The city went and was in fact Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Beis Din has an obligation to kill the Yosh Ve'Yair. How do they kill them? Lefi Charev, meaning Saif. And not only do they kill them, but as Kol Shlola Tikbaitz Al Toich Rechayv, you have to take all of the Shalol of the city, bring it into the Rechayv. You have to destroy that as well. How do you destroy that? Sreifa, V'Sarafta Ba'esh. There's a halacha that the city is a tail oilam lo yibana oid. You're not allowed to rebuild it again. Not just that, you're not allowed to have any hana from any of this money that was destroyed as part and parcel of the Ir HaNidachas. So just a few things. Number one, in order for a city to be an Ir HaNidachas, you need that the Yoshve Yoir are being Oved Avodah Zarah. What percentage of the city actually has to be Oved Avodah Zarah? So everyone knows the answer. Roiv. You go bus Roiv. Achri Rabbah Mahatois, if Roiv of the city are Oivdei Avodah Zarah, so then the halach is the entire city would become dubbed an Ir HaNidachas and it would be subject to this halach. But there's a very, very important nekuda. I mean, it's obvious, but not so obvious. And that is that when Beis Din would go and they would kill the Yoshvei Ir HaNidachas because Roiv of the members of the city were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, does that mean that they killed the miyot of the members of the city that were not being Oivdei Avodah Zarah? Meaning, it's chal that this city is an Ir HaNidachas, and it says in the Torah very, very clearly, Hakes, Sakes, Yoshvei Yoir Ayili, Ficharev. Or maybe not. Maybe it's Tafka, the ones that were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, they're the ones that are part of this Ir HaNidachas. But the ones that were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, not. So the answer is, it's a very, very short answer, that of course not. A lot of the people that were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah are not going to be killed together with the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So when we say go ahead and destroy the Ir HaNidachas, it means only the ones that were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. But any member of the city that was actually not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, he's not going to be killed. Stating that, we're going to see in the Mishnah and in the Sugya that that's only true as it relates to the actual lives of the people that lived in the city but were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. But as it relates to their possessions, it's not so pashut. And there was an Indian that the Nichsei Tzadikim that were inside the Ir HaNidachas, assuming certain prerequisites, were sometimes consumed together with all the shalal. So there's a distinction between the people themselves. That's pashut if someone lives in an Ir HaNidachas, but he was not Oved Avodah Zarah, he would not be subject to the Misa Sayif of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, but as it relates to his nechasim, as it relates to his possessions, for that already would be different. But there is one nekuda that is true for the Yoshvei Ir HaNidachas as it relates to Misa Sayif, even for someone that was not Oved Avodah Zarah. And that is the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah, right here on these psukim. Hachirim Oysa Ves Kol Asherba, says the Ramban, Oysa Heim Anosheo HaNidachim. It's referring to the people that were actually Oved Avodah Zarah. Ves Kol Asherba, what's that coming to be Moisiv? Hein Hanoshim HaNigroros Achara Anoshim. It's referring to the wives of those people. In other words, the wives of the Oved Avodah Zarah were killed even if they were not Oved Avodah Zarah themselves. Meaning, it's pashut, that's what the Ramban means, right? When the Ramban says, Veskol HaShavah is being marba hanoshim hanigroris achar hanoshim, he doesn't mean women that were also Oved Avodah Zarah, because they're part and parcel of the Ir HaNidachas. You don't need a ribui for that, right? There's no din that Yoshvi Ir HaNidachas has to be men as opposed to women. So what does the Ramban mean? Heim hanoshim hanigroris achar hanoshim. He means that the wives of Oved Avodah Zarah, it's pashut, were also killed. But then the Ramban continues and says, Aval Hataf, Shehem Aktanim, but as relates to the children of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, whether it's Scharim or whether it's Nekevois, Ein Mamisa Noisam, they were not killed. But the wives of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah in the Ir HaNidachas were killed together with the actual Yoshvei Ir HaNidachas. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perik Dalet Halacha Vav, so it's a long halacha, and we're going to get back to this halacha, Bezer Hashem in the raid. But towards the end, the Rambam says as follows, if you find that the majority of the members of the city were Oved Avodah Zarah, makin es kol hataf v'hanoshim shal Oivdim l'fichar, then we would go ahead and we would kill the children and the wives of those Oivdim. It's mefurish in the Rambam, not like this Rambam. It's mefurish in the Rambam that the Rambam held that it's not only the wives of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, but it's the children of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah as well. So again, as it relates to Oivdei Avodah Zarah, obviously, as it relates to the ones that were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, they're not going to be killed. As it relates to the wives and the children, this is already a discussion in the Rishonim. Say the Rambam and say the Ramban
agree that the wives of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, even if they themselves were not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they're going to be killed, they'll be included in the Einish. The Machloikis, Rambam and Ramban, is what about the Taf? According to the Ramban, the Taf, no. According to the Rambam, the Taf are going to be included. Just one nice Sa'ara that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, Ala Torah, in Parshas Re'eh, he says that if you take a look at the Rishonim, right after the Parsha of the Ir HaNidachas, the very, very next Parsha is Bonim Atem, Lashem Eloikechem, Loisiskoidedu, Veloisasimu, Korcha Beineinechem Lames. The very next Parsha in the Torah is Bonim Atem, Lashem Eloikechem, and as a result, in the event that somebody loses a relative, so you have to be memait a little bit in the Avelis, right? The parsha of Avelus is predicated by Bonim Atem L'Hashem Alekechem. All the Rishonim talk about this, but the bottom line is Bonim Atem L'Hashem Alekechem, and immediately the Torah talks about Avelus. So if you take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, and if you take a look at the Eben Ezra, they both say the same exact thing. What's the smichus between the parsha of the Ir HaNidachas and Bonim Atem L'Hashem Alekechem, Loisiskoidedu Veloisasimu Karcha Veneinechem Lemeis, which high level is talking about Avelos? I'll read it from the Eben Ezra. V'nismicha parshas Bonim Atem L'Hashem, Bavur Hamesisim Ach Oy Ben Oy Av, Oy Anshe Ir HaNidachas, V'osu L'Sabal Aleyem. Says the Eben Ezra, and Rabbeinu Bechaya says it in his Nusach, that you want to know what the Torah is trying to tell me? That in the event that an Ir HaNidachas is going to be killed, and you have a family member that was killed, you want to know, do you have to sit Shiva? Do you not have to sit Shiva? Are you included in the Avelus, or are you not included in the Avelus? So the Torah is coming to say that if you have a family member that was killed as part of the Ir HaNidachas, you should know, it's not Noyag Avelus. So I saw the Megadim Chadashim, Hagoyin, Rav David Yoel Weishli, he asks the obvious question, then why do you need a special ribuy in the parish of Ir HaNidachas to tell me that there's no Avelus? We already learned the sugya in Perek Nigmar Adin. It's a Mishnah that there was no Avelus for Aruge Bezdin. If somebody was killed by Bezdin, his family members did not sit Shiva, there was no Shloshim, you didn't have the halachas of Avelus. So it's Pashit, they're Haruge Bezdin, and all Haruge Bezdin are not included. So he says, Ula Yeshloim, Lefia Mavur, Sayin the Rambam, and Sayin the Ramban, that when they used to kill the Anshe Ir HaNidachas, they didn't only kill the people that actually worshipped Avodah Zarah, but they would kill even the people that didn't worship Avodah Zarah. So maybe there would have been a Havamina that those people are a little bit different. And maybe as it relates to those people, the halach is going to be that maybe there should be Avelus. Meaning Bishloim is someone that's being killed by Bezdin because of something that he did wrong, so I understand. But these people that are being killed not because of anything that they did wrong. So maybe there would have been a Havamina, Ben Benoy Shel Havamina, that as it relates to them, maybe the Dine Avelus should be Noy. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. Zokrub David Yawais, Ulai, that even them, there's no Avelus that's going to be Noyag, and that we know not from the regular din that Aruge Bezdin, the halacha is that there's no Avelus. That we know from the special smichos between the parish of Ir HaNidachas and Lois Eskoydedu, for Lois Asimu Karcha Beneinechem Lemeis. Either way, we spoke out an introduction slash light raid as it relates to just understanding Ir HaNidachas. We're going to go through the daf now, and then Be'ezer Hashem, at the end of the daf, we'll revisit some of these inyanim and speak out a little bit more light raid as it relates to understanding the parsha of the Ir HaNidachas. So again, we're talking about the Ir HaNidachas because the opening line of the Mishnah is Anchi Ir HaNidachas Ein Lohem Chelek L'Olam Haba, which is of course the inyan of the entire parak, stating that today's daf is very much a digression because we're not going to be focusing so much on the Olam Haba of the Ir HaNidachas, but rather the Mishnah is going to take the cue now, and the Mishnah is going to just tell us a whole bunch of different halachas that relate to the Ir HaNidachas. So the topic of today's daf is less Olam Haba, it's more Ir HaNidachas. I think we repeated that already a few times. So without further ado, Zok the Hilig Mishnah. Anshi Ir HaNidachas Eilam Mechelik Leilam Habot. Anshi Ir HaNidachas Avno Chelik Leilam Habot Shenemar. As it says in the Torah, Yotzu Anoshim B'nei Belial Mikir Becho Vayadichu Yoishvei Ira. Right? These are the people that went out. They were Madiach, others, to go be Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And Chazal Darshan, they were Yotzu Mikir Becho. What does that mean? They left their Chelik? They're not part of Yisrael? They're not included in the Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Leilam Habot? They forfeited their right to have a portion in the world to come. Zok the Mishnah Vayte ve'enam nerogin ad shiyu madichem oisoir umei oisa sheva. The only time an Ir HaNidachas would be considered an Ir HaNidachas is if the madiche oisoir, meaning the people that are doing the coercing, live in the city that actually was Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and not just that, they're also from the same shevet as the people that live in that city. So number one, they have to be a tax-paying member of the city, right? They have to be domiciled there. They have to be me'oisoir. And not just that, they also have to be me'oisoshevet. So, for example, if this is a city where Shevet Shimon lives and the Madiach belongs to Shevet Ruvein, well, then this city cannot be an early dach. This is a technical halacha, as we're going to see. It's learned out from a pasuk, but you need that the Madiach should be a member of the city of the Irani dachas, and he also should be of the same shevet as all the people that are living in that city. Additionally, v'atche yudach rupa, you need that roiv of the city was oved avodah zara. Not just that, v'atche yadichu anoshim, and you also need that the madichim should be men. What would be if the Madichim were not men, but rather women or Ktanim? Or only a Miyat of the city was actually coerced to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. Or if the Madichim were not members of the city, so then all the people that were Ovid Avodah Zarah are treated like individuals that were Ovid Avodah Zarah. In other words, it's not considered an Irani Dachas, that you can't negate the fact that they were Ovid Avodah Zarah, right? These are not Tnoim in Avodah Zarah. They're Tnoim in Irani Dachas. So if it's an Irani Dachas, it's an Irani Dachas. If not, okay. I mean, unfortunately, it's the next worst thing, which is you can considered Yachidim that were Ovid Avodah Zarah, with Tzrichim Shnei Edim Asralu Chalechad Echad. Another halacha is that the only time we can kill an Irani Dachas is if every single member of the Irani Dachas had Hasra and they were Edim, meaning it has to follow the regular guidelines of Edim and Asra. The following is a chumrah that you have with regards to a yachid that's Ovid Avodah Zarah versus a rabbin that's Ovid Avodah Zarah. Meaning, a yachid that's Ovid Avodah Zarah versus an Irani Dachas. Sha yachidim is skilo. A yachid that's Ovid Avodah Zarah gets skilo. Lefichach, and it's for that reason, mamoinim pale, meaning being that was so machmer that we give him skilo, skilo chamura. So it's for that reason his money at the very least gets saved. The merubim besayef, as opposed to the merubim that are Ovid Avodah Zarah, they are killed Misa Saif, which is less chomer than Skila, Lefichach, and being that their Misa is not so chomer, the Torah was machmer in another way, Mamoinam Aved, their money is going to be lost. So there's a chumra in the Yachid that's Ovid Avodah Zarah, and there's a chumra in the Rabbin that's Ovid Avodah Zarah. The chumra of the Yachid that's Ovid Avodah Zarah is that he gets Skila, as opposed to the Rabbin that gets Saif. The chumra of the Rabbin that's Ovid Avodah Zarah is that the Mamoin is Aved, as opposed to the Yachid, that's Ovid Avodah Zarah, whose mamain is Palet. Another halacha. It says in the Torah, Hake Saka es Yoshve Yo'ir Ahi Levichar. You should go in and you should kill all the Yoshve Yo'ir. We learn from here that Hachameres Vehagameles, somebody that used to be a professional donkey driver or camel driver, right? They used to be in the logistics business. They would travel things and carry things and transport things from point A to point B. So these chevra hayveres mimakim lamakim harei elu matzil lenoisa, they're considered to be part of the city, and in the event that they were not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they're going to count to be matzil the Irani Dachas, so that it shouldn't be considered an Irani Dachas. So from the words hakei sake es yoishvei o'ir, we learn that the chameres and the gameles are included in the cheshbon, in the accounting, where we're trying to figure out whether the city is in Irani Dachas or it's not, the city is not Irani Dachas. Now the Gemara is going to talk a little bit more specifically what the drasha is. It's learned out from Yoishveir. But just one thing that's worth mentioning, that the Mishnah says Harei Elu Matzilanois, as if to say that the Chameres and the Gamelas are Matzel. The truth is, it's not only that they're Matzel, they're also going to count the Chumrah, meaning in the event that they weren't Ovid Avodah Zarah, so they're going to count on the right side of the ledger. So, oh, very good, you have another few people that were not Ovid Avodah Zarah. Maybe we could save the city. But let's say they are Ovid Avodah Zarah, it's the same thing, right? Six of one, half a dozen of another, to the extent that they're considered members of the city. So if they are Ovid Avodah Zarah, they're going to count actually to make things worse. The pasuk says, Hachrim Oisef es kolash haba, from here we learn that in the event that there were tzaddikim, people that were not Ovid Avodah Zarah, but they had nechasim, and the nechasim were in the actual city, they got lost. In the event that they had nechasim, but they weren't in the physical city, then the halach is they are going to be plate, meaning they're going to be saved. The shal rishon, as it relates to the chas and the rishon, ben shabatach ben shabachutzla. It doesn't matter if they're in the city, if they're not in the city, they're automatically going to be killed. So again, this is something that we reference in the introduction to the daf, and that is that even though it's pashat that tzaddikim didn't get killed, but at the same time their nechasim sometimes were destroyed. What does it depend on? If it's besoicha, it's in the city, oivdim, and if it's bechutzla, then already plate them. As it relates to the rishon, it doesn't matter if it's in the city or if it's out the city, automatically it's going to be destroyed. And how do we know that? Somehow we know from these words, again, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly the drasha is. Additionally, it says in the pasuk, that where was the shalol of the city destroyed? It was destroyed in the Rechayv, in the main street of the city. Says the Mishnah, let's say this city doesn't have a Rechayv. They used to make a Rechayv. Let's say there was a Rechayv, but it's outside the city limits. So then they extend the city a little bit to try to make it. No, so you have to have a Rechayv. You have to have a Rechayv. If there's no Rechayv, make a Rechayv. And let's say it's next door, perfect. Annex the city next door and make it work. But the point is, there has to be a Rechayv. Another pasuk. That's called Shalala, Kolil, Lashem Alekach. It says Shalala, referring to all the Nechasim of the city. We learn from there, Veloy Shlal Shamai, that in the event that there was Hektish in the city, you can't destroy the Hektish. Mikan number from here, Chazal said, Ha Hektish Sheba, if this Hektish, you pod it. Utruma, so let's say this Truma, Yirkavu, you let it rot. Maisa Sheni, Vikisvei HaKodesh, let's say a Maisa Sheni, or you have different Kisvei Kodesh, right? You put them in Gneza. This will all be discussed at length in the Gemara. It says that you should burn everything in the city and it should be kolo. What does that mean? If you are going to be I'm going to consider it as if you brought a carbon oil. Wow. So, carbon oil we know was kolo Lashem. If you go ahead and you destroy the Ir HaNidachas and everything inside the Ir HaNidachas, I am going to view it as if you literally brought a carbon oila that's Reach Nichayach, and that's what Chazal meant when they used that word of Kolo Lashem Alekach. It says Vahoysa Teil Oilam Loisi Bana Oid. From there we learn that Loisi Yasa Ginoisu Pardesim. You cannot even make this city into gardens and pardesin. Divrei Rabbi Yosei Aglidi. Rabbi Akiva says, Loisi Bana Oid. What it means when it says Loisi Bana Oid is the Kamoisha Hoisa Eno Nivnes. You're not allowed to rebuild it to the way it was. Avonasasi Ginoisu Pardesim. If you want it to be gardens and you want to have some form of landscaping, that's something that already you would be able to do. So if you want to rebuild the city, that's not okay. But to the extent that what you're doing is not rebuilding the city, but you're going to make Ganes Upardesim, that's already fine. The Pasuk finally said, V'lo yidbak biyodcha mu'umam min acherim. And what was the end? L'man yoshuv Hashem mecharoin apoy. So do not get involved. Do not cleave to this cherim, meaning it's off limits. It's going to be considered isurei ana l'man yoshev Hashem acharei napa. Right? If you're going to observe this, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be angry anymore. We learn from here, because man sharesham ba'olam acharei af ba'olam, aba avdu resham min ha'olam nistalik acharei af min ha'olam. That you see that by the yidden destroying the Ir HaNidachas, that somehow removes the acharei af, stating that v'lo yidbak b'yad chamu'um min acher. But the point is, the Mishnah is darshing, is going back on the whole parish of the Ir HaNidachas. That, to the extent that there's Ir HaNidachas in the world, there's a Charei Naf Ba'olam. But of the Risham in Ha'olam, if you're going to do what you're supposed to do, Nistalik Charei Naf Min Ha'olam, that is going to remove the Charei Naf from the world. Just to come up for breath, literally, for a second, and that is two Ha'aris. The first Ha'ara is, the Pasuk says, and we learn from there, Divrei Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says, Loisi bone oid, the kemosha hoisa eno nivnis, avon nasos hi ginois upardesim. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yosei Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, whether in Ir HaNidachas, which the Torah says you're not allowed to rebuild, does it mean you can't rebuild it as a proper city? What if I want to make ginois upardesim? So according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, no. Even that's not okay. According to Rabbi Akiva, Loisi bone oid teaches me, the kemosha hoisa eno nivnis. But if you want to make ginois upardesim, so that's already something that you would be allowed to do that would not be included in the Isser of Loisi Bana Oid. Ramesh Simcha in Meshech Chachma on this pasuk says that what's Pashup Shad in Rabbi Akiva's Drasha? Rabbi Akiva says Loisi Bana Oid means like Kemosha Hoysa Eno Divnes. Avol Nasis Higinei Supardesim. So says Ramesh Simcha Alderich HaPshat that he holds Rabbi Akiva was darshaning the word Oid. Meaning the word Oid seems to be superfluous. Loisi Bana, right? You're not let to build it. It says Vahoysa Tel Oilam. Okay, don't build it again. So why does the Torah have to mention the word oid? What does loisi bana oid mean? That word oid, says Rav Meir Simcha, is extra, and the word is coming to teach me oid, meaning oid kedavar azeh. That's his lashon. Oid only the way it is right now. So if it's going to be the way it is now, that's when it's going to be a problem. But if it's not going to be the way it is now, then it won't be a problem. It says Rameh Simcha that the emes is another pasuk in the Torah. It says, Lo yisifun loshev v'derech hazeh oit. What's that referring to? A yid's not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. Dover be'itoy. Lo yisifun loshev v'derech hazeh oit. And the Yerushalmi says that we learn from there that it's li yeshiva in atochoyzer. Aval atochoyzer l'schayra u'leprakmatya v'lichpoy sha'aretz. Says Rameh Simcha, what's the drasha? Again, it's the word oit. Lo yisifun loshev v'derech hazeh. What's oit? Oit? Obviously, lo yisayisifun lashav means oid. The word oid is extra. Nachamol. Lo yisayisifun means nachamol. Says Rameh Simcha, oid is coming to teach me that you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim, but only if you're going to be there the way you were once there. But let's say you're going for schayra, you're going for pragmatia, or even better, lichboy sha'aretz. You want to conquer it? Oh, that's already not oid. That's not the way we were when we were in Mitzrayim. That's not going to be an issue because that's the drasha oid. So I saw that in the Margolis Hayam, and it's actually interesting because if you have the Meshech Chachma, the classic four-volume blue Meshech Chachma, so the Magia, who Kiyudua was a Bucky Nifla in Tiras Rameh Simcha, so the Magia, he brings this Margolis Hayam. He says, Umeir Rabruva Margolis, Peperucha Lissanhedrin Shom, Margolis Hayam. So he brings the Margolis Hayam here, where Rabruva Margolis takes the lead of Rameh Simcha, and he brings a whole bunch of different places where you find that Chazal darshan something, and in light of this Meshech Chachma, it would seem that Chazal were coming from the word oid. It's classic Rav Reuven Margolis, but I'll just mention one. And that is, he says that we know, the Gemara says in Masechta Soita, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that he would never bring another Mabel, but it was only a Mabel Shomayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore he would never bring. But as it relates, you can't get away from Noach, to a Mabel Shalesh or some other form of Mabel, that already it's not Muchach. Now the truth is, we spoke a little bit about this in Chumashir, and we mentioned that really it's Stiris HaSugyas. You have the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kufta Zayin, and you have the Gemara in Soita Daf Yud Aleph. The Masha asks the Kasha, in the Briska Shiurim they never that the Iker is like the Gemara in Zvachim. Spoke out of truth from the Aruch Laner that the Iker is like the Gemara in Soita. But let's just focus on the Gemara in Soita right now. Zero in on that sugya. How we reconcile it with other sugya is a good kasha. But it's a mefurish sugya that other achrayim nemdon is the Iker sugya, and that is the Shvuas HaMabel was only with regards to Mayim, but it wasn't true for a Mabel Sholesh. So the question is why? Like Mechatesi, right? In the pasuk itself, it's mashma a little this way, it's mashma a little that way. So says Rabbi Ragolus Lafi this Ramer Simcha Yeshloy Mar. Half of a fellow. He said, because what's the lashon haposik as it relates to the Shvuas HaMabel? V'lo yia oid hamayim l'mabel l'shachis kol basa. Another pasuk. Yeshaya Novi said, ki mei noyach zoisli asher nishpati me'avor mei noyach oid al ha'aretz. If the word oid always means mamish kadavar hazeh, and the Mekor is Rabbi Akiva and Unzer Mishnah here, daf kuf yod aleph on the base, so l'fi zeh it's half of a fellow. The word oid, that's the giveaway. Oid means exactly the way it was. And the mayim of the Mabel was Mayim Dafka. It wasn't Eish, it wasn't Charev, it wasn't in some other way. So too the Shvua, which was, I'm not going to do it Oid. If Oid always means Mamish Kozet, that's the Meshech Chachma. Very Gishmak. Just this one Tzushal I thought was worth mentioning as it relates to the main Noach. One final Hara, and that is the Pasuk says, V'lo Yidbak Biyotcha. And it says Kol LaShem Elokecha. Right, so Rafta Ba'ish HaSoyer, and it should be Kol LaShem Elokecha. Amr Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Ata Oisin Din Ba'ir Anidachas Malani Aleichem Kilo Atem Mailam Oilu Kol Lefana. You should know, if you're going to do this, I'm going to view it as if you brought a carbon oil. Not just that, if you're going to destroy the Ir Anidachas, I'm going to remove the Charoin Af from the world. I just think it's kedai to mention, you can't talk about Ir Anidachas and at some point not mention the famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, where the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that the pasuk says that v'lo yidbak biyotcha umum min acherim l'man yoshuv Hashem v'charoin apoy v'nosan l'cha rachamim v'richamcha v'hirbecha kashe nishba la v'yisecha. Says the Aruch Chaim, kavonis mai mezekat because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, he instructed to go ahead and destroy the city, even the behemoths. Maisa hazeh, ordinarily, if somebody does something like this, it would be moiled a nature of achzarius inside the heart of a person. As we've heard, says the Archaim from the Yishmaelim, these are the Reutzchen, the Maimer HaMelech, who they kill people, the professional executioners. It's unbelievable that when they kill, they have an incredible cheshek. And they lost their midas harachmanis, right? Unfortunately, we all are witnessing this. But they have no midas harachmonis at all, and they operate with 100% achzorius. If that's the case, there would have been a havamino that when the Yidden are going to go and they're going to kill the Irani Dachas, habechina atzmotia nishreshes beroitzche Irani Dachas, then maybe the roitzche Irani Dachas would end up with that same midah. So there would have been a havamino that if you're going to go and destroy the Irani Dachas, what's going to become of you? What kind of person are you going to be? You're going to lose your compassion. You can't go ahead and kill a city of your brethren, no less, and somehow emerge and be a rachamim lozeh. Amar lohem avtocho. It's for that reason the Torah was maftiach. Sheyitei lohem Hashem rachamim. Hagam shahateva yoylud b'machzorius ob'mekoyra rachamim yashpia b'hem koyach rachamim mechodosh levatol koyach achzorius shenoylad b'hem mikoyach ha'maiso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maftiach, you have nothing to worry about. This act that you're doing is not going to be moylud achzorius. To the contrary, what it's going to be moylud in you is it's going to be moylud rachamim. And in fact, it's going to remove the charoinaf. And not just that, I want you to know that I'm going to view this in my eyes as if you brought a carbon oil, which is kulay kol. That is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am going to view everything that happened. The oimik, of course, is this inyan. The oimik is this or hachayim HaKadosh, that even though ordinarily mitzad ateva, it should be moilid achzorius, but in this case, it's not going to be moilid achzorius. You know, we mentioned once that the Reb Shmuel Engel, the Merash Engel, brings that he was a Talmud of the Divrei Chaim. And he said he heard from his Heilige Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim, that the Divrei Chaim, when he would go and he would try to figure out if someone is a good Shoichet or he's not a good Shoichet. So he had to do a due diligence on the person. And the way he would do the due diligence is he would ask around, is this person a Rachamon or is this person an Achzari? So he said, why? Like, what does that have to do with anything? So the Divrei Chaim said, because the Mishnah says in the end of Masechtas Kedushin that and the Ramban's Pirush HaTorah says that the reason is because when a person is a tabach, so he gets accustomed to killing, and as a result, he loses his midas harachmonius. But the Divrei Chaim said that if someone's a real shoychet and someone does it with Yerushalayim, he's going to have the avtoch of the Rechaim HaKadosh. So when he used to do his due diligence and he tried figuring out whether someone's a good shoychet, he would say, is he a rachman? Miposhe, you would say, I don't know, does he know Hilchishchita? That too. But is he a rachma? Because if he is someone that's a rachma, must be he's doing it right, because it's for that reason it's not affecting him, his work, his malacha, and he's getting the brach of a nasa l'cha racham v'rechamcha. If he didn't have the midas harachmanis, then he's ready shutofi shal amalek, then it could be that what he's doing is not 100% good, and that was the way that he used to do his due diligence when it came to trying to figure out if somebody was a good shaykhid or if somebody's not a good shaykhid. Either way, we're starting a little slow here. An introduction, an interruption. Let's go ahead and learn a daf gemara at 1.5x. Zok the Hilul Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. It says, Yatsu. So again, in the beginning of the parasha of the Irani Dachas, so the pasuk says, Yotzu Anoshim Nebliyah. Who are these people? These are the people that are going out, and they're going to be Madiach. They're being Mesa Madiach. They're trying to coerce the Chevra to go be Ovid Avodah Zarah. Yotzu Hein V'Lo Shluchet. They have to do it themselves. But in the event that they're going to appoint a Shliach, so then already there's not going to be an Irani Dachas. Anoshim in Anoshim Pachas Mishnaim. It has to be at least two people. Right? Anoshim Zalashim Rabbi, Miyat Rabbi Mishnaim. If you don't have two people, it's not going to be an Ishtavar Acher. Anoshim V'Lo Anoshim, Anoshim V'Lo Ketanim. It has to be men as opposed to women, and it has to be men as opposed to ketanim. So if the madichim were women or ketanim, we saw that in the Mishnah, so then already there is no halach of irani dachas. Bnei b'lial, what does that mean? These people are bnei b'lial. Banim sheparkel om shamayim mitzavarim. It means that they were pirkel. They have no oil malchus shamayim, right? Malchus shamayim is supposed to be an oil, literally. And they don't have this oil. Where do you see it in b'lial? B'li oil. Mikir Becha, Veloimin Asfar. So the city, the Irani Dachas, had to be a city that's in middle of an area. But if it's on the border, it's on the Grenitz, where there are Umayis Olam that live, so then already there was no Aloch of Irani Dachas. It's learned out from this Pasuk Mikir Becha. Yoishvei Iram, Veloi Yoishvei Iracheres. So the Pasuk says, Yotsu Anoshab Nebliyal Mikir Becha, Vayadichos Yoishvei Iram. They convinced the people of their own city. Oh, so you see, they have to be members of that city. Leymar, Shetzrichin Edim Asrol Chalach Vechad. Every single member of the Irani Dachas that's going to be killed will only be killed in the event that there was Edom and Hasar. Itmar Rabbi Yechon had said, Cholkin ir achas l'shnei shvatim. V'reish lakish, Amish lakish said, Ein cholkin ir achas l'shnei shvatim. Now this machloik is Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, really has nothing to do with our sugya. And the only reason we're mentioning it is because the Gemara immediately is going to bring a kasha that Rabbi Yochanan is going to ask on Reish Lakish from our sugya. But the Ikar Machloikis has nothing to do with our sugya. The Ikar Machloikis is discussing when Eretz Yisrael was divided. So we know it was divided, Al Pi Urim V'Tumim, and you needed the Kohen Gadol, and there was a Geirul, of course, right? We learned the sugyas together in Perek Yishnoichlin, not that long ago. What would be if the Geirul came out where you were going to have one city and the city was going to have to be divided between two different Shvatim? So would we divide the city amongst two Shvatim or not? Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, Cholkin Ir Achas L'Shnei Shvatim. Reish Lakish said, no, Ein Cholkin Ir Achas L'Shnei Shvatim. Right? So Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So it's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who said we could divide a city into two Shvatim, asked Reish Lakish, Agish Makakasha. The Mishnah said that the only time you could have an Ir Nidachas is if there were Madichim. And the Madichim had to be from the same city, and the Mishnah also said from the same Shevet. Achiyu Madichem Oiso Ir, Umi Oiso Shevet. Now, my love, what does it sound like? Afal Gaf the Madichem Oiso Ir, I Ikumi Oiso Shevet in, Vi Loi Loi. Meaning, it sounds like it's possible that you live in the city, but you're not part of the same Shevet. So you see that a city can be divided to two shvatim. Because if a city can't be divided to two shvatim, oiso ir, oiso shevet is redundant. It's superfluous, right? If they're living in the same city, then by definition they have to be the same shevet. Oh, must be no. It's not muchach. You can take a city and you can divide it amongst two shvatim. Where it says loy, enough. Maybe Rush Meshlokish is going to tell you very simple. Maybe it's talking about where originally, back in the day, in the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, the way the city was divided, it was divided taka. One city to one shevet, but then somewhere along the way somebody died, and there was a Yairish, and through Yerusha, somebody who's not a member of this shevet that originally got the city ended up with a piece of property. Inami, the oven alei b'matana, or somebody gave it to somebody b'matana. There's no right. Isve, another cash. Rabbi Yechanan asked Reish Lakish. Again, Rabbi Yechanan holds you could divide a city amongst two shvatim. Reish Lakish says no. The pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, Arim Teisha Meish Nei Hashvatim Ha'Ela. So the pasuk is talking about the Arim Levim. So we know every shevet had to give cities to the Levi. The Levi is in Loichelik Benachle Imach, stating that he got from the other Shvatim. Specifically, this pasuk is talking about Shnei Shvatim Ha'Ela, Yehuda and Shimon. And Yehuda and Shimon together contributed 9 cities. My love, doesn't it sound like Arbu Palgum Ehai, the Arbu Palgum Lai? Shema Midachokin Irachas, Shnei Shvatim. Right, if it's 9 from the 2, it sounds like each one gave 4.5, probably divided equally. 4.5, what do you mean 4.5? Oh, must be, because one city could be divided amongst 2 Shvatim, so it's possible that a Shevet would only have a half a city, right? So the Gemara says, Lai, Arba Mehai, the Chomesh Mehai. 4 came from 1, and 5 came, Achi says the Gemara, the Frushe Perushe, that how come the Pasik didn't tell me who was it? Meaning, Bishloima, if it's 9 and it's understood 4.5 and 4.5, so I understand why the Torah didn't feel it necessary to speak it out. But if one is giving more than the other, shouldn't the Pasuk have mentioned? The Gemara says Kasha, which again in English means I hear. Ibayiluhu, another Shaila with regards to Irani Dachas. Hutchu Meileima, what would be if the Anche Irani Dachas did the Avodah Zarah on their own, meaning nobody was Matiach. Right, the way the Pasuk sets up the Irani Dachas is, Yotzu Anoshim B'nei Bliyal, Mikir Becho, Vayadichu Es Yoshve Iron Leimor, Nelcha V'Navdel Himacher Mashalo Yodatim. And there are even halachas regarding the Matiach Irani Dachas. They have to be men, they have to be Gedolim, it can't be done. Al Yidei Shliach, they have to live in the same city, they have to be part of the same shape. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch that governs the Madichim. Here's the question. What would be if there were no Madichim at all? Hutchu Me'eleim Ma'al. What's the Shaila? Vayadichu Amar Achmad of like Shutchu Me'eleim. The Maaseh, the Torah sets it up where there was Madichim. So based on that, you would think it has to be with Madichim. I don't know. I feel Hutchu Me'eleim. Maybe even Hutchu Me'eleim. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Hidichu Noshem Uktanim. The halacha is, the city is not treated like Irani Dachas. Amai, Lahavik, Hutchu Me'eleim, Gshmak Akasha. Why don't we say that in the event that there were women Uktanim that were Madiach, Enechenami, they're not good Madichim? Because they're women and children. But at the same time, the city should be Irani Dachas, because the city should be Loi Gara, from in the event that they were Hutchu Me'eleim. So if Hutchu Me'eleim is enough, then how could it be, right? How can it be Hutchu Me'eleim is worse, or how can it be that if women and Ketanim were Madichim, it should be worse than if they were Hutchu Me'eleim? Where it says it is worse. Because Hanuch Basin Avshayu Greedy, Hani Basin Nashim Ketanim Greedy. Meaning, in the event that it's hutrumei leyem, it could be it's worse than if they're coerced by the wrong people. And the reason is because if they did it by themselves, that means they're very connected to the Avodah Zarah. If they're very connected to the Avodah Zarah, we have to deal with it. In the event that they were talked into it, and they were talked into it by the wrong people, so being that they didn't do it on their own, they're not so connected to it. There was madichim, I hear it, but not the right madichim. So it could be in a certain way, if they were talked into it by the wrong people, it's actually less of an issue that we have over here in our midst than if they went ahead and they did it by themselves. Ad sheyudach rupa. So the halacha is that if a yachid is oivet avodah zarah, it's chayiv skila. If an ir nidachas, meaning roiv of the city is oivet avodah zarah, then they're going to be chayiv sair. The Gemara says hechi of dinan. And really, hechi of dinan is a little bit of a loaded question. But specifically, every time you have a yachid that's oivet avodah zarah, it's chayiv skila. Right? Let's say you have a city with a population of 1,000 people. So if you have roiv of the city, 501 people, let's say, were oivet avodah zarah, you're going to have an issue. Now, we're going to have to determine each one individually. So you're going to bring a guy in, he's going to come to court, and there's going to be Aden, right? Hasra, you have to do drisha v'chakira. The ikar parish of drisha v'chakira is actually mentioned here, but the rashta v'chakarta v'shalta eite. This is where we learn all the halachas of the chakiras and the bedikas. But the point is, so Bezin's going to do the due diligence that they have to do, and they're going to determine, yeah, this guy was oivet avodah zarah, that guy was oivet avodah zarah, and we're building up to 501. Here's the problem. The problem is the minute one guy is determined that he's an oivet avodah zarah, so now the city is already, or that yochid is chay misa. So if it's chay misa, we have to kill him. So where's the negeya that you're going to get to the Eir Nidachas? L'chari, we judge him, we kill him, right? Boom, now rinse and repeat. Let's do it again and again and again. Where's it going to be negeya that these chevra are getting sight? L'chari, the minute they were judged, at that point they're already chayv skila. This is this existential question as it relates to understanding the Eir Nidachas that our Gemara is pondering. So hechi of dinon, had it play itself out. There was a big machlokes amir rab. Amir Rabbi Rabbi said, donim v'chayvshin, donim v'chayvshin. What they would do is, in the event that they got a sense that there was an Eir Nidachas here, and by the way, read the pasuk. Right, there's some rumor that Bezdin got. So when Bezdin approaches this city, they already have an informant that's telling them that I want you to know that this city is a little different. So to the extent that they suspect that this might be a situation of Eir Nidachas, so when they judged the first person, they didn't kill him. They didn't execute him right away. But rather, they would incarcerate him. But Uda told Rav Yehuda, I mean, I hear, it's not fear, there's something called Inu Yadin. You can't do a Gemar Din and then let the person sit around and sulk in his misery, right? As soon as we decide that a person's chayv misa, there's no death row in the Sanhedrin. You had to kill him. So if that's the case, this is not going to work. Elam Ula, so Ula himself said, Donim v'soiklin, Donim v'soiklin. What they would do is, they would give skila and a chanami. Donim v'soiklin. And what happened is, they would do it to the first 500 people. When it came to Mr. 501, now we're ready, it's a right. You get side, and the next guy gets side, and the next guy gets side. But then a until you get to a right, everyone up until that point is going to get skila. So it's a major machlokes. According to Rav Yehuda, donin v'choivshin, and then we let him hang. According to Ula, donin v'soiklin. Itmaz. Gemara says it was another machlokes. Rav Yechon said, donin v'soiklin, donin v'soiklin. That what we do is, we're donin v'soiklin, like Ula said. Rish Lakish said, marbelem b'at. He had a third patent. He said, what we do is we brought a whole bunch of dayanim and we made sure that everybody got judged in one day. And on that day, we determined what we should do. Are we going to do saif? Are we going to do skill? But there was no inyadin. It wasn't done in the chayvshin because it's going to happen that day. And it's not even done in the cycle because it's going to happen that day. It's done in, and then we'll figure it out. Now, if it ends up being less than roiv, it'll be cycling. If it ends up being a roiv, it's going to end up being cycling. But the Gemara says, "Einiv amrab chama bar yosi amrab oishia." It says in the Torah, "Vaytseso es ishahu oyes no ishahi ish v'ishat amoytzik l'sharecha v'atamoytzik kol yirkul l'sharecha." We know that although ordinarily Dina Nefashis was done with the Sanhedrin Ketana, it was done with the Bezin Shalchav Gimel, but as it relates to Eir Nidachas, rather, how was the Eir Nidachas executed? It was executed with the Bezin Agadol. So what's the kasha? Marvin ala bate dinim? No, you need the Bezin Agadol. Right, you need Bezin HaGadol. That's not going to work. You can't be Marbal of Batei Dinim and then give them all Eir Nidachas. Now, if you're going to be Marbal of Dinim and you're going to give Skila, okay, but you can't be Marbal of Dinim and everyone will be judged for Saif, because the only way you can have the Gemara Din of Saif is if you actually have the Bezan El Gadol. So the Gemara says, Enochinami Elo Marvel and Bate Dinim, Ma'ayna Bedineim, Maskinu Lul Bezan El Gadol, Vagamadu Dinai Vakatlulu, Enochinam. What they did was they were Marvel and Dinim just to do the due diligence, and then they wrote up a little report of what they thought, and then everybody goes to the Bezan El Gadol, and the Bezan El Gadol issues the Psak. This is going to be a long, busy day for all people involved, but the bottom line is, right, especially the people on the wrong end of this, but everyone's having a long day. This small Bati Dinim, there's the Bezan HaGadol, there's going to be the Chevre that are going to be the executioners, there's going to be the executionees. But at the end of the day, it was all done in one day. This issue of how do you determine from Yachid to Rabim, we have three Mahalchim of how this was done. Either done in the Chayvshin, or done in the Soiklin, or Marbin Olav Bati Dinim, Uma'aynin, it says in the pasuk, "Haki sake es yoishve yoir lufi charef." And the Gemara said, it's the Mishnah that we learn from here, that if there was a chameres or there was a gameles that was passing through the city, that considered yoishve yoir, because they considered yoishve yoir, so they count in terms of tacking, in terms of whether or not we have a majority of oidim v'yizar or not. Now the Mishnah was talking on the tzad atoyv, they're matzel the city, but we said slav dafke the matzel, right? It could also be that they're going to incriminate the city, meaning whether or not they are or not matters. They have a vote. That's the point. And because they have a vote, they are going to somehow dictate. And how do we know that from this pasuk? Hake sake es yoishveir. Zok the Gemara Braisa. Tanu Rabbanon. Hachameres vagamelos haveres v'makom l'makom. Lanu besoicha. If they were sleeping in a city, v'hutchu ima, and they got involved in davayda zara, in the shtau sham shloishem yom, if they were there for 30 days, hey, besayim amonim of, then they're going to get saif, and all their money is going to be wiped out. Meaning they're considered part of the city. Pachas mikana, if they were less for 30 days, hey, beskila amonim palet, then they're going to get skila, and their money is going to be saved. Meaning, in the event that these people were there less than 30 days, and they were over davayda zara, they're not getting off the hook. Right, this is a critical point. If someone's Oved Avodah Zarah and he's part of a city, but the city is not considered Eir Nidachas, or he's not part of the Eir Nidachas, doesn't mean he's off the hook. Fakared, in a way, he's Mochamer. He's a Yachid Oved Avodah Zarah. So these Chevre, the Chameres and the Gamelis, if they're there 30 days, they're part of the city. If they're there less than 30 days, then they're like a Yachid. So what's the cutoff? It's 30 days. Must be when it says in the Torah, Hake Sake es Yoishve Yoir. How do you become a Yoishve Yoir? By being there 30 days. Straight to Gemara Mini, I'll ask you a kasha. Come here, be here, can't you hear? How long does a person have to be in a city to be considered a member of the city? Now, this is a Mishnah in Bava Basra, Dav Zayin of Abbas, Perak HaShutvin. It's talking about chipping in to all the charities and the funds and the taxes that the members of the city had to pay. And the Mishnah says, how long did somebody have to be in the city to be included? Shnei Masa Chodesh, a year. So is it 30 days in order to be a member of the city? Or is it a year in order to be a member of the city? Amar Rav, Rav said, Kasha, Hala Mehevi Mi Bnei Masa, Hala Mehevi Mi Yasvei Masa. To be considered Bnei Yair, you would have to be there 12 months. To be considered Mi Yasvei Masa, that's Aramaic for Yoishvei Yair. To be Yoishvei Yair, for that you would only have to be 30 days. Tanya, the Gemara says, I'll bring you a braisa that supports this idea. Halacha that discusses Hilchas Nedarim. Amudar Novi Bnei Yair, if somebody made an eder that he's not going to have anoha from the Bnei Ha'ir, im yesh adam shenishtal sham shnei masa chaydesh, if there is somebody in this city that's been there for 12 months, asal lehanes mimenu, you're not allowed to have anoha from it, pachas mikain, if the person was there less than 12 months, mutal lehanes mimenu, then you're allowed to have anoha. Meaning, this guy made a neder, he won't have anoha mi Bnei Ha'ir. And the question is, there's someone living in the city, but he hasn't lived there a year. Oh, you haven't lived there a year, you're not considered Bnei Ha'ir. Mi yoishvei ha'ir. Let's say the neder was, I'm not going to have anoha from yoishvei ha'ir. So then it's different. Im nishtah shloishim yoyim, if he's been there for 30 days, asal lehanes mimenu, pachas mikain, mutal lehanes mimenu. What do you see from here? There's a distinction between Bnei Yoir and Yoishvei Yoir. Bnei Yoir is Yud Beis Chodesh. Yoishvei Yoir is Lamid Yoir. Hachareim Oysa Ves Kol Hasheba. So the Mishnah learned from this pasuk that although we don't kill the tzaddikim, we don't kill the people in the city that weren't Oved Avodah Zarah, but sometimes their possessions were destroyed. What does it depend on? In the event that their possessions are in the city, so then they were destroyed. If their possessions were outside of the city, then they were not destroyed. As it relates to the Rishon, it doesn't matter if the possessions are in the city or if the possessions are outside of the city. Either way, their possessions will be destroyed. And somehow, you saw from the Mishnah, was learned that from the Pasuk that says, Hachareim Oysa, Ves Kol Hasheba. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? In the Mishnah, it wasn't clear. The Braisa, which of course is wordy, then the Mishnah is going to elaborate. Tanu Rabbanon, Hachareim Oysa, we learn from there, Oysa, right? Oysa is a mir. Dafka, what's in the city, as opposed to Nichsei Tzadikim that are outside the city. But then when it says, Ves Kol Hasheba, Ot Kol is a Riboy, Le Rabbis Nichsei Tzadikim, tzaddikin shebe taicha. So, oisa is a miyot, kol is a riboy, nichse tzaddikin. When it's outside the city, oisa is memayit. When it's inside the city, kol is marb. Shlala, it says the word shlala, that's the next part of the pasuk. That's kol shalala tikboitz el toich rechoiva. Shalala, we learn from there, v'loish shal shemayim, that hektish doesn't get destroyed. That's kol shalala. When it says the word kol shalala, it's the rabbis nichse rishoim shem chutzla. That if there's nichse rishoim that are outside the city, that kol is coming to be married with that. Amr Rav Shimon, neima amr toirin nichse tzadikim shem toich yoivdo. Rav Shimon said, why is it that the nichse tzadikim that are inside the city should be destroyed? Right? The tzadikim are not being killed. The nechasim that's outside the city are not being destroyed. So why is it that the nichse say tzaddikim that are in the city are going to be destroyed? Sned Rav Shimon, mi garam lehem sheyoduru b'toicha? Who is goyrim that the tzaddikim should even be in the city? Mamayinav, it's probably money. I mean, why is a tzaddik living together with Rishon? I guess he has business there, right? Because otherwise, it's not because he has chavrusas there. So why is he there? Oh, probably because of some geshaft. Lefichach, it's for that reason. Mita keneged mina, mamayinav aved, his money is going to be destroyed. Rashi speaks out that this is Rav Shimon l'shitasa. He was always derish time in the Kura. Amr Rav Shimon, b'nei ma amr teire nichsei tzadikin shabasoycha yoivdu. Shimon, who's there, is time in the crowd. It's because he's there because of his money. So therefore, his money is going to be destroyed. Oh, my man, that's kol shalala tikbites. The rabbis nichsei risham shebechutzla. Right, from the words kol shalala tikbites, we learned that nichsei risham, even if it's not in the city, it was destroyed. I'm Rav Chizda, very important caveat. Ubenikbatsim l'teich. The only time this is true is if it's very close. It's so close, Rashi says, that if you wanted to bring it into the city, you could have brought it in that day. So it's so close. But let's say a person has nechasim on the west coast and he's on the east coast. Oh, that's really different. But the only time the nechasim risham are going to be included is if it's nikbatsim l'teicha. And had Rav Chizda know that? Because what's the makar? Nechasim risham outside the city are included. It's learned out from beskol shalala. And the next word is tikbites. So from the word tikbites, we learn that only if it's nikbatsim l'teicha. Amr Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, pikdoinois shal anchi eranidachas mutarim. The pikdoinois of the anchi eranidachas on mutabana. They don't get burned together with the shalol of the city. So the Gemara says, hey, chidami, right? So again, a pikodin. We know what a pikodin is, right? From Perek HaMafkid fame and Shas fame. So a pikodin in the Ir Nidachas wasn't destroyed. The Gemara says, what's the case? Ilema the Ir Acheres. Is it talking about where the pikodin came from another city? There is no bigava. And punk that happens to be in the Ir Nidachas. Pshita de mutaren, right? It's pashat that it shouldn't be destroyed. Lav shlolohu. What does shlolo mean? Her shalol. Her shalol means the city shalol. So why should it be destroyed? Ela didu. It's talking about where the pikadon belongs to somebody from the Irani Dachas, or be isnahu be iracheres. Right now it's somebody else's city. And because it's in someone else's house, in a different city, that's where it's negate, that it's mutter. But the Gemara says, why is it pasha that it's mutter? If it's within a day's travel, then amai mutarim, because we said nichsei risham even outside the city. And the e'enik batzim l'toicha, and if it's not close, well, then it's pasha. The Amr Chadazimno, we already said that nichsei risham that's outside the city, that's more than a day's travel, is not going to be included. Gemara says, let me explain to you what's going on over here. This was the halacha. Rav Chizda is the one who said it, and this is what Rav Chizda meant. Lo'olam the iracher. It's talking about where someone from a different city has a pikadin that right now is being watched by somebody there in Idachas. What was the kasha? The kasha, why should it be destroyed? It doesn't belong to the Shomer pikadin, right? It belongs to the mafkid. So if that's the case, so why should this be halach? It's talking about where the Shomer pikadin was makabel achrais. We should view it as if it's his. So it is shlolo kamach malon. Then not right. A Shomer pikadin when he's makabel achrais on some level as a shtik bailim. So if it's a little bit of a bailim, you would have thought al stabailish shavoy. That's what halach should be. Kamach malon. Amir Rav Chizda. Another halach Rav Chizda said regarding these dinim. Behema chetzio shal irani dachas. Let's say you have a behemo, and it's owned by Shutfin. One Shutf lives in Irani Dachas, the other one doesn't live in the Irani Dachas. Asura. So the halacha is this whole behemo is treated like it's part of the Irani Dachas. You have a din, you have to burn it. It's going to be asabana. Isa, let's say they have a chala that they own by Shutfis. Chetzio shal Irani Dachas, vechetzio shal iracheres. Muteris, then it's my time. What's the difference between the two cases? Behemo commanded le pligadami. Isa commanded pligadami. Rashi says, very geschmack. Rashi says that. And a behemoth, if you want to shech the behemoth, the whole behemoth is going to be mutter. Right? You can't do a shechita on a behemoth that should affect part of the behemoth. It affects the whole behemoth. So the behemoth is considered one unit. And if part of that unit is Asabana, then the ganze behemah becomes Asabana. As opposed to an Issa, you can cut an Issa. You, Reuven, have this half, Shimon, you have that half. One half is not so meshuvah to the other half, and that's why the one half that's a problem is a problem, but the other half is not going to be a problem. But you, Rav Chisda. So this Rav Chisda said for a Dava Pasha. But Rav Chisda had enough. By the way, if you're keeping score, this is already the fourth member of Rav Chisda, right? A question and a comment. So Rav Chisda had three comments and a question. First thing Rav Chisda said was, Nichsei Risham that are outside the city are going to be consumed only if it's Nikpatzim L'Teicha. He learned it from the Eskol Shlola Tikbais. The second halacha that he said was that a Pekodin, which the Gemara explained, is talking about where someone from a different city has a Pekodin by a member of the Eir Nidachas. If the member of the Eir Nidachas was Bekabal Achrayas, there would have been a Havamino that it's included in the Din Shol and Kamash Malon, it's not. The third halacha from Rav Chisda was that a Behema that's Chetzi Shalir Nidachas, the Chetzi Shalir Acheres is Asura, but an Issa is going to be Mutter. Here's the question. So all the money of the Irani Dachas was considered Asa Bahana, right? What would be in the event that there was a behemoth in Irani Dachas? And then Bezdin went, they did what they were supposed to do, they killed the behemoths. How do you kill the behemoths? It's Pasuk in the Torah. The Pasuk says, you kill it lefi charev. Hakei sakis yoshveyo irahi lefi charev. Hacherim oisa, ves kol asher ba, ve es behemta lefi charev. Right? That's why you're supposed to kill it. You're supposed to kill it lefi charev. Now that you killed it lefi charev, let's say it was done in a way where it was a kosher shechita. Right? Lefi charev. That's how you do shechita, right? So it was a kosher shechita. Is the shechita going to be a shechita to be metaher this behemoth from Tumas Nevela or not? Now, to be clear, shechita does two things. Shechita is mater basar l'achila. It's also metaher from Tumas Nevela. We're not asking whether it should be mater basar l'achila, and the reason is because it's anyways also l'achila. Lo yidak b'yachim u'men acherim. It's also about no. The question, however, is it considered a shechita to be tired from Nevela, or is it not going to be considered a shechita? And again, the whole shaila is because the din is lefi charev, and when you do a lefi charev, if you follow the hilchah shechita, it's considered kosher shechita. So the question is, this lefi charev, is it deemed to be a kosher shechita to be mitayer from Tumas Nevela? What's the shaila inside? Lefi charev amar achmana loishno shachto mishchad loishno kotlo miktal. Meaning, lefi charev, do we say even if it was a kosher shechita, you're going to have the rest of the parasha in the Torah, which says that it's going to be asa b'ana, or maybe to the extent that you did it in an oifen where it's a kosher shechita, there won't be tumas nevela. And the Gemara says, as it relates to this shaila of Rav Chisda, take away Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had a shaila seir noshim tzidkoniyos mahu. What would be the halacha with regards to the here of the Noshim Tzidkaniyos? They're here. Was their here included in the Sreifa, or was it not included in the Sreifa? Amar Rava. So usually it's Amar Abaya, right? But here it's Amar Rava. The Rishir is Aser. Meaning, it sounds like you never gone for a Dava Pasha that the here of the Noshim Rishiyos for sure is Aser Bahana. It's included in all the dinim. The whole Shaila is the here of the Noshim Tzidkaniyos. Tikbites Visaraf Duxiv. I mean, why shouldn't it be, right? They're going to be killed. The money is going to be killed. They hear punk not. So he says, yeah, I'll tell you why. Because it says tikbites, right? First gather all the possessions, and then the seraph, you should go ahead and burn it. And it sounds a little bit like Misha in a mechusra ele kvitza v'sreifa. Someone that can go from kvitza to sreifa, that's where you have the parasha. This person in between the kvitza and the sreifa needs a tlisha. And it sounds actually like if you want to save the hear, it has value, right? Make sheitlach from it. So if you want to, can you make sheitlach from the hair of an irni dachas? So, right? That's a whole Indian. But the bottom line is, maybe there's something to do with this hair. And if there's something to do with this hair, so, okay, maybe it's not going to be cool. Again, you're going to kill the lady, I hear. You're going to, pun intended, you're going to wipe out all the possessions, but maybe her hair actually is different based on this halacha, where it says, kvitzu is reif, and if you need something in between, maybe it's not. So Rabbi tells Rabbi Yosef, you're claying seir noshim tzidkani is, I'm not even sure about the rishuyos. Elamai Rabbi. So Rabbi said, I'll tell you what I think Rabbi Yosef's shaila was. Bepeya nachris. He was handling a sheitel. A sheitel doesn't need kitzitza, so maybe that's it. So sheitel, why should a sheitel be different? Heichidami. Idem echobebe gufa, if it's attached to the woman, I mean, the woman was wearing her sheitel when this is all happening, kigufa damya. So then it's part of her guf. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef was clearing the sheitel of the Nashim Tzadkaniyos. The sheitel of the Nashim Tzadkaniyos, if she's wearing it, she's not being killed, so why should the sheitel be destroyed? It's really totally besifto. Some have the girsa besichsa. It's a shayla what this means. We'll go with one shot. And that is, it was like hanging on a hook, right? It's on a sheitel head. Meaning, it's not on the woman's actually, it's not on her head. What's the shayla? Do we say, to the extent that it's inside the city, so it's like the nichsei tzadikim shebetoicha, where the halacha is, it's going to be destroyed. Being that she puts it on and takes it off, kilavusha dami. We look at it as a lavush. We look at it as clothing. If we look at it as an article of clothing, yeah, the tzaddikim's possessions were destroyed, but their clothing was not destroyed. And if that's the case, maybe it wouldn't be destroyed. Zok the Gemara, take as kol shlola tikbites el toich ruchayv v'chutan rabban ein lo ruchayv ein no nasis irani dachas. Rabbi Shmuel says that if a city has no ruchayv, it can't be irani dachas. Kiva says ein lo ruchayv oisin lo ruchayv. So again, what did the Mishnah say? Mishnah said if there was no ruchayv, you make a ruchayv. And let's say there was a ruchayv, but it's a little far out, so then expand the city a little bit, meaning you have to have a ruchayv. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. If there's no ruchayv, then you're out of business. It can't be Yerani Dachas. Rabbi Akiva says in the Braisa, what he said in the Mishnah, Ein lo ruchayv, oisun ruchayv. But my komifuki, what's the machlik? It's marsava ruchayv meikar mashma. It says ruchayva. Ruchayv is mashma, her original ruchayv. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. You can't make a ruchayv now. It would have had to have had a ruchayv. Right? The pasuk says, take everything and destroy it in the ruchayv. So if it had a ruchayv lechatchila, you could do it. But if it didn't, not. Umar sova ruchayv hashtanami mashma. No, ruchayv means go ahead now and make a ruchayv. As long as now there's a ruchayv, that's going to be enough to make an ir hani dachas. Either way, so we're turning the page. And we're going to shift our attention now to the halachos of kachin as it relates to Irani Dachas. Now we're going to start this gemara, we'll make it to the two dots, Bezus Hashem, about 20 lines down, and then we'll pick up this discussion in Yetz Hashem tomorrow. So the Mishnah said, Vahakdeshes Shabbat, that let's say there was hektish inside the city, Yipadu. If there was truma, you're kavu. My sesheni and kisvei hakodesh, you're gonzo. So what happens with all the hektish, all the kachin that's inside Irani Dachas? That's what's going on here in the latter part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah gave us a short version of it. The Gemara is going to bring a braisa that's going to give us a longer version. And then the Gemara is going to bring the amira in this discussion of the Mishnah and of this longer braisa. So first the braisa. Tan rabban and hayu b'kachim. Let's say there was kachim inside the Irani Dachas. Kachim is beach. If the kachim was kachim is beach. So what's kachim is beach? That's something that can go on the mizbeach, like a behemoth. That's right to go on the mizbech. Yamusu, you let it die, or you actually facilitate its death. Kotche bedek habayis, that's kotchim that's not going on the mizbech. Yipadu, yipoyta. Utrumois, if you have truma, yirkavu, you let it rot. Umaisa sheni v'kisvei hakodesh, yigonzu, you put into genisa. Reb Shimon, I mean Reb Shimon says that it says in the Torah behemta, and we learn from there v'loy behemas b'chayru meiser. It says in the Torah shalala, prat lekesef hektish v'kesef meiser, which means kesef meiser sheni. So again, what does this all mean? We're going to see. Let's take it from the top. Top of the braisa. Amamar. Hayu b'kotchim. So what did the braisa say? Kotchim is be'ach yomusu. Kotchim bedek habayis yi padu. Now, the way Rashi sets up the Gemara is that the assumption is that that's Pashat, that the Kodshei Mizbeach and the Kodshei Bedek Habayis themselves are not going to be destroyed together with all the Shal of the city. And the reason it's Pashat is because they belong to Hekdesh. And to the extent that they belong to Hekdesh, so why should they be destroyed? Right? The only time you destroy is the possessions of the Anche Irani Dachas. This doesn't belong to them. Amir Lagvayas Kimsir Lahedidah. And being that it doesn't belong to them, so it's Pashit, it's not going to be destroyed. Stating that, there's this feeling that to go ahead and take a behemoth from a member of Irani Dachas and be makriv as a carbon, that's also improper. That's just not the way you're supposed to do it. And really, the Indian of Yomusu is based on the fact that really, it's fine. It's kosher, right? It's mamish kosher. Narvas, it's like ma'os. That's Rashi's lashon. It's a little disgusting. So you don't want to use it. So what do? You facilitate its death. Now, when it comes to kachim is be'ach yomusu, when it comes to kachim bedek habayis, over there, it's going to be yiftu. Now, what's pashim shah? Why by kachim bedek habayis would you be poided? And when it comes to kachim is be'ach, would you somehow facilitate its death? The pashtas would be, because kachim bedek habayis, you could be poided. But kachim is be'ach, you can't be poided. So we can't do a hakdama now, regalachas. But right, kachim is be'ach, you can't be poida. Now, when could you be poida kachim is beach? when it has a mum. When it gets a mum, it's known as psulei hamikdash. And psulei hamikdash, you could be paid. Kachim et hakabayis, you could be paid. So pachim, when you learn the braisa, kachim is beach, you can't be paid. We don't want to be makriv on the mizbech, even though really there's no reason not to, but it's ma'os. So therefore, your musu, just let it rot, let it die. You won't feed it, or whatever it is. But kachim et hakabayis, you have the option of being paid. So be paid, it's pashit, right? That's a much better option. Be paid, the animal will be used for chul, you'll take the money, and the money will be hektish. The mios won't transfer over to the money. Like this, it's going to be fine. But the Gemara's kasha is, I still don't understand why Yamusu. Vama Yamusu, Yiru Ache Yistavu. Why don't we let the behema graze until it gets a mum? V'imachru, once it has a mum, you could be paid it, and then you'll sell it, and you'll be able to go ahead and buy a carbon. Meaning just like Kachim Bedekabayas, you could be paid it. Kachim is Beach. There is a time you could be paid. So let's get to that place. Yiru Ache Yistavu. And then the imach Rav Yiplu Dmeim Lidadava. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon said, the reason that's not an option is because Zevach Risham Toyeva. It's a Toyeva to bring the carbon of a Rosh. At the end of the day, this animal is coming from a Rosh. And even though you're being paid it and now it's the money, but Bishroshoi, it's from a Rosh. And Zevach Risham Toyeva. Rishlokish said a different teretz. He said, Mamim Bailamu. He said, the case of the Brayis is not what we thought it was. We were going with a Hanacha that the case of the Braisa is, we have Kachim Mizbech that belongs to Hekdesh. If it belongs to Hekdesh, that means Me'ikra Adin, there's nothing wrong here. So if Me'ikra Adin, there's nothing wrong, all you're dealing with is a Shail of Mios. Mios, Freitin Gemara, be paid it, and you can get around that. So Kishlok, that's not the case. The case is talking about where this actually belonged to the Bible. I, Amir Lagvayikim Sir Lahadyet. So Teretz is, Hacha B'Kachim Shechayv Achri Yusan. We're talking about Kachim with the Bailam is Chayv and Achrayas, where somebody basically took upon himself a neder that he's going to bring a carbon. Now he was mafresh this animal as the carbon. But what happens if something happens to this animal? Being that he has a Chayv Achrayas to make sure that an animal will be brought, he'll have to replace the animal. His Chayv Achrayas makes him on some level a Bailam. In fact, for Reb Shimon, he dama Malam Bailam. We're going to leave it to Reb Shimon, who holds that Kachim Shechayev Ba'achriyusan is considered to be in the possession of the Bailam, Davagrim Lamamin, right? Gets involved in these inyanim. But the bottom line is that is Shitas Reb Shimon. The point is that we're viewing this as actually belonging to the member of the Irani Dachas. See Rashi inside. Dibra Maschav Rav Shimon Huda Amar, middle of the Rashi. Hilkoch Le'inyan Irani Dachas Nami Mamin Bailam. It's really Mamun Bailam. And really the din should be that you slaughter this animal the way you're slaughtering all the animals. And it's for that reason, even its money is going to be asa b'hana. Meaning, it goes the other way around. Really, this should have been a regular hachrim tachrim. We don't want to be hachrim tachrim, but being sensitive to Hekdesh. So instead, we're saying yamusu. But what's your cash? Go ahead and be poided. No way you can be poided. Because the value of it is asabano. Meaning the Maksha understood that we're talking about regular kachim mizbech. Regular kachim mizbech doesn't even belong to the member of Derin Nidachas. Who does it belong to? It belongs to Shamayim. If it belongs to Shamayim, really it's mutal chatchila. It's like a chumru yamusu. Right to Gemara. Chumru yamusu. Just be poided. Doesn't that sound like a better option? The Teretz is, we're dealing with something of Faker. Really, Me'ikra Adin is Anshir Nidachas, which means it's included in Hachrim Tachrim, which means that really it's also Bahana, which means you can't be poided and take the money because now you're having Hana from it. You're not using the actual behemoth, but you're being Nana from it through the pinion. And it's for that reason, really, you should have destroyed it. It's just out of a sensitivity to the Hektish about that this is not something that you are going to do. But the Gemara says, this all works. Rish Lakish is Teretz. The reason you're not being paid it is because it's Mamun Bailam. How did it become Mamun Bailam? Kachim is not Mamun Bailam. Oh, it's talking about Kachim Shechai Bachri Yusam. I'll leave it to Rav Shimon. Faith to come up. Rav Shimon. Rachel, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon gets a shout out in the Sefer. Right? Rav Shimon said something very cryptic at the end of the Sefer. Behemto, Floy Behemis Pacharu Maisa, Shlolo, Prat Lekasa Faktish Fakasa Maisa. But at the end of the day, Rav Shimon's talking in the Braisa, which means that the Reisha can't be Rav Shimon. So it can't be Rav Shimon, it knocks out our whole Mahalach. So the Gemara says, no, you could tweak it a little bit. But Kachim Kalam, I'll read Reisha Agli, Dama Kachim Kalam, Amin Bailam. There's another way to have Kachim that's going to belong to the Bailam. And that's Kachim Kalam, Va'aliba, the Rav Yose Agli. So again, Rish Lakish's Teretz is that the reason we had to kill or facilitate the death of the Kachim Mizbeach and not be poided, is it's talking about where it actually belonged to a member there in Idach, it's a sasa b'hana, so there's no option to have any hana from the money. What's the case? First, we thought it's Kachim Shechai B'Achriyusam for Ab Shimon Yidam HaMam HaBailamu. That doesn't work for technical reasons, because Rav Shimon is the Sefer, so it's Muchach, Rav Shimon is not the Tana Kama. Rather, what is it going to be talking about? Kachim Kalim, Alibad Rav Yosi Aglili, who holds that Kachim Kalim is Mom and Bai. But the verse is like this, Aval Kachi Kadosh Amai. So what would be the halacha, regular Kachi Kadosh? I mean, not Kachim Kalim, Alibad Rav Yosi Aglili. Dear the halacha would be Yipadu, that you could be Paita, right? What's Rish Lakish say? Okay, let's do this one more time. Kachim is Beach, the Braisa said, Yomusu. Kachim Bedak Abayis, Yipadu. The Gemara's kasha was, why by Kachim is Beach is it Yomusu? You can be Paita. It's a Shoddy Yiddish Agal. Be Paita. And it won't be a problem. Ah, you can't be poida. Yes, you could. Once it gets a mum, you can be poida. So yiru acha you stop. This is kachim 101. V'yimachu v'yipulud mein l'nadav. And like this, you'd be able to be poida. And there were two truths. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Cause zevrach shom te'ev." Ech, disgusting. We're not doing this. Not happening. It's not happening. Rabbi Shlokish said that we're not talking about kachim kedoshim. We're not talking about kachim that belongs to hektish. We're talking about kachim that belongs to the bailam. Kachim kalim al libid Rabbi Yosi Aglili and really ikra din it's asaba no. If it's asaba no, therefore you don't have the option being poyda because then you give me a nana from it. If it's regular mom and bailam, destroy it with the rest of the city because of the sensitivity to hektish. So that's something that we're not going to do. But what would be the halacha then as it relates to regular kachim kadashim? Kachim is beach of kachim kadashim, not mom and bailam al libid Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It'll be tolling the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's vaita zevach hasham teyeva. According to Reish Lakish, there's no zevach hasham teyeva. So according to Reish Lakish, what would be the halacha? The halacha would be yipadu. So afraid to gemara, if that's the case, av kachim kadashim mai al libid Reish Lakish yipadu. Then add the toni sefer. What did the sefer say? Kachim bedakabayis yipadu. Right, that the halacha is then when it comes to kachim bedakabayis yipadu. L'chayra lift like the listener b'didah b'med var ma'amur b'kachim kalim av kachim kadashim yipadu. Why, if the time of the Bryson wanted to tell me a case of Yipadu, did he jump from Kachim Mizbeach to Kachim Bedagabayis? He could have stayed in the family, stay in Kachim Mizbeach, and say that Kachim Kadoshim, which is a case of Kachim Mizbeach, there the Loch is going to be Yipadu. Mora says, you're right, he could have said that, but you know why he didn't say it? Because not all Kachim Kadoshim is even going to be Yipadu. Because given Ika Chata Shemesu Balea, the Lamisa Asa, we know that Loch is a Chatas Shemesu Balea, there's a Loch in the Moshe Misinai, it goes Lamisa, and you can't be poided even if it gets a mum. Now these Chatois are Chatois Shemesu Balea. Why? Because the members, the Bailam, are being killed. They're members of the Irani Dachas. And over there, it wouldn't be true Yipadu. What would be the Loch there? The Loch would be Yimamusu. So therefore, like Psikale, we didn't want to say it in that case. We want to say a case where it's definitively going to be Yipadu. That's true by Kachim Bedagabayis. So again, as it relates to Kachim Kalim, Alibid Rabbi Yosi Aglili, which is Kachim Mizbeach, there it's going to be Yamusu. You want to know, as it relates to Kachim Bedagabayis, there it's going to be Yipadu. What about Kachim Kadoshim? Sometimes it's going to be Yipadu, and sometimes it's going to be Yamusu. We don't want to get and have a whole Kachim share now, so therefore we're trying to be Mekatsu a little bit. I'll tell you a case where it's Yipadu. Now, you want to know what the din is by Kachim Kadoshim? It depends. Sometimes it's going to be a musu. Sometimes it's going to be yipadu. Regular kachim kadoshim will be yipadu. If it's a chatos, because a chatos shmeis baleh, there it's going to be a musu. But we're not trying to get too involved. So the Gemara just ends this discussion with one postscript. Bishlami Rabbi Yochanan layamakir shlokish. I understand why Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn like Reish Lakish, because the pasuk says zevach rishaim tayev. Right, Rabbi Yochanan explained. He said zevach rishaim tayev. El Reish Lakish, my time is Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Reish Lakish not hold of zevach rishaim tayev? Rabbi Yochanan held zevach rishaim tayev. Right, very simple. How did Rabbi Yochanan get out of his kasha? You want to know why it's not Yipadu? Because it's zevach rishaim tayev. So why did Rabbi Shlokish say the same thing? The Gemara says very simple. Amalach Reish Lakish is going to tell. Ki amin zevach rishaim tayev. When do you say zevach rishaim tayev? Hani mili heichad isnu beinayim. That's if the thing itself is be'en. Aval hoch over here, given the shtanu, being that you're going ahead and you're being poided, so there's already a shinoi, a shtani, that shinoi changes it, and there's no zevach risham te'eva anymore. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the zevach risham te'eva would follow through even in the pidyon. Therefore, he doesn't even want you to be poided, because it's still, even the money is going to have in it some shem of zevach risham te'eva, according to Reish Lakish. The behemoth itself would, but the money would not exhale. So just to end with one ha'ara as it relates to the Irani Dachas. And that is, so we're learning the parasha of the Irani Dachas. And there's something very, very unique about the Irani Dachas. And that is, there's a kula. So the Irani Dachas is a city where Roiv of the city was Oved Avodah Zarah. And there's a whole bunch of halachas that pertain to this city. And they're overwhelmingly stringencies, right? There are a bunch of chumras. It's a beginner of a machmir tov el bracha, and it makes a lot of sense. It's not just individuals that were over avodah zarah. This is a whole city that was over avodah zarah. This is terrible. Yet there's one massive kula when it comes to the irani dachas, and that is that whereas a yochid that's over avodah zarah is chayiv skula, the irani dachas, a rabbin that's over avodah zarah, is going to be chayiv saif. And the truth is that kama kumas in the shtabro to try to explain why is it that the yochid that's over avodah zarah gets skila, whereas the rabbin that's over avodah zarah gets saif. So lulei de mistafina, maybe you could say something, and maybe it's even emes, maybe it's even a little pasha. That is, the Gemara in Masechtas Temura, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, says that it's possible to have a irani dachas bizman hazeh. Now, it's not possible to have an irani dachas bizman hazeh, so let me tweak that. But the Gemara is like entertaining a braisa, which would seem to suggest a little bit like maybe it's shaykh to have an irani dachas bizman hazeh. And the Gemara says, b'mayoski, ilayma bizman hazeh. Do you mean to tell me that it's really possible to have an irani dachas bizman hazeh? Mi ikke irani dachas? How is it possible? V'tana, we learned in the Mishnah, ein oisin irani dachas, elo bebezin shal shivin ve'ech. The only time you can have an irani dachas is if you have a bezin shal shivin ve'ech. And being that you can only have an irani dachas bebezin shal shivin ve'echad, so you can't have irani dachas bezman hazeh. Meaning, pshit the bezman shal beis hamikdash kai. You have to have a beis hamikdash because you have to have a bezin shal shivin ve'echad, and bezman hazeh there's no bezin shal shivin ve'echad. So the Brisker Rav in Stenzlach asked, I don't understand. Why did the Gemara say that the reason it's not shaykh to have an irani dachas bezman hazeh is because ein oisin irani dachas elo bebezin shal shivin ve'echad? And bizman hazeh, you don't have the bezin shal shivin ve'echad. What does it have to do with bezin shal shivin ve'echad? I mean, you're saying good, but say better. The reason ain't noise in irani dachas bizman hazeh, because there's no dinei nefashas bizman hazeh. 40 years prior to the Churban, there was already no dinei nefashas. So if there's no dinei nefashas bizman hazeh, it's poshut. It's that, let's say irani dachas would be bezin shal chav gimel. So then you would have an irani dachas bizman hazeh. You fight, you wouldn't have an irani dachas bizman hazeh. So freak the Brisker Rav that the Gemara says mi iko irani dachas bizman hazeh. I ain't oisin irani dachas el bezin shal shivin ve'echad. Freak the Brisker Rav, say poshut. It's because there's no dinei nefashas bizman hazeh. So if there's no dinei nefashas bizman hazeh, obviously you can't have an irani dachas bizman hazeh. So the Brisker Rav said the pshat is valse dot tzvei dinim in the irani dachas. So dot tzvei dinim in the irani dachas. In irani dachas is a halacha that everybody was killed, right? That's what the pasuk says. It says in the Torah, "Hake sake es yoishvei oira hilafi charef." Right? You have to go and you have to destroy everybody. But there was another din, and the other din is "Hacherim oisa ves kol asher ba ves behem talafi charef ves kol shalala tikpoitz al retoich rechayva ves sorafta ba'esh es oira ves kol shalala kol hashem alekecha v'lo yibak biyot chumumim min acherim. There's another din that all the money had to be destroyed. So said Mar Nagriz that mitzad the fact that we can't paskin dinei nefash b'sman hazeh, that would just preclude us from being able to kill the Anshe Irani Dachas Bezman Hazeh. But what about the money? What about the fact that Mamoinam Ovet? That's not Dinei Nefashis. So if that's not Dinei Nefashis, maybe it'd be Shaykh and Irani Dachas Bezman Hazeh versus Negei the Geld Shaboy. Oh, but now that there's Aloch Einois and Irani Dachas LLP Bezin Shal Shivin Ve'echad, that means you can't deem a city an Irani Dachas unless you have the Bezin HaGodol. If that's the case, you can't even have the money part Bezman Hazeh because there's no Cheftz of Irani Dachas Bezman Hazeh. This is Hafla V'Fela V'Ruin Advar L'Misha Amram. This is the way Mar Nagriz explained the Gemara here in Tmura Daf Ches Amud Aleph, that the reason the Gemara had to come on to the fact that you can't have an irani dachas bezman hazeh, als ein ois irani dachas el al bebezin shoshiv ve'echad, I tape a clay, als ein donna dina nefashas bezman hazeh, because ein donna dina nefashas would only mean you can't have the misas bezin shaboy. But what about the tzveta din of hachreim that already has nothing to do with dinei nefashas? For that already said the Gemara a different reason why there's no irani dachas bezman hazeh, and that's because ein oisin ir anidachas elu bebezin shal shivin ve'echad. But again, lulei de mistafino, maybe you could say a little bit of a different mahalach, and that is, I saw in the shiurim for Rabbeinu Meshulam David Alevi al HaTorah, and this is in Parshas Re'eh, it's on the pasuk of Ir Nidachas. So he brings as follows, Ro'isi b'sefer echad. So this is classic. The Chacham echad, the Talmud echad, the Sefer echad. I don't know if it's all the same person, but right, this is classic. B'sefer Echad, so said Rabbi Shulam David Alevi, he saw the following ha'ara. It's a hafeldiga ha'ara in Pshat in the Pasuk. That's where Rabbi Shulam David Alevi brought it and said a whole share on it. And that is, when the Torah talks about the money of the Ir HaNidachas, so the lashon of the Torah is, Hakei sakas yosh v'er hi lefi charev, Hakei moisif es kash above es behemta lefi charev, ves kol shalala tikbaitz el teich rechayfa. You should take all the shalal, and you should destroy it, you should burn it in the middle of the city. What is shalal? The word shalal is a word that you find, it's biza, right? That's what shalal means. There was biza sayam, right? Biza smitzrayim. That's what shalal is. Shalal means you're fighting a war, and you go, and you win the war, you get to keep the shalal of the war. It's the spoils of war. That's what shalal is. So, said Rabbi Shulam David Alevi, he saw in a sefer that the mechaber was being ma'ira. Why are you using the word shalal? In the Gemara, it's not shalal. In the Gemara, it's mamainam. It's their money. It's their possessions. Shalal is a milchama de gevart. Miret milchama de over here. So freaked this sefer. Why the word shalal? He wanted to say a grace of chiddush halach. So Rabbi Shulam David is ma'irich a little bit in the word shalal. And Toich Tvarev, he says, take a look at the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. This is Perik Dalet Halachava. This is a very important Rambam. The Rambam says, "Veheich din Ir HaNidachas." How exactly did the Ir HaNidachas play itself out? So I'll just read the beginning. Bismachet really also Ir HaNidachas. In the event you have a city, and this city, you know, checks off the boxes to be Ir HaNidachas, Bezen Agadol Sholchin V'Dorshin V'Chayken. Bezen Agadol would send Chevra who would do Drishas V'Chakirois at Sheyedu Beraya Berura Shehutchol Kolo Ir Oyruba V'Chazav V'Dzar. Till they, I have to make sure the Rashto, the Pasuk, you have to do real Drishas V'Chakirois. You have to ascertain with 100% certainty, beyond a reasonable doubt, that most of this city is being over by the Tzar. They sent two Talmid Chachamim to give them Azarois and to try to get them to do Tshuva. You ready? If they did Tshuva Gevaldik, but let's say they're not doing Tshuva, Bezdim Mitzavim L'chol Yisrael, Laloi Saleim Latzava. Bezdin would be mitzava the yidden to go where? Latzava, latzava. They hate sorin aleihem, and they would lay siege on the city. Va'orchem imayim ulchama, and they would fight a war with them. Achetibake oir, until the wall of the city came down. Kishetibaka, as soon as the wall came down, miyan marbel and batitin bedonin oisam, etc., etc., etc. Said Rav Shulam David Alevi, that if you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam says that the Bezdin is going to go, they're going to send Chevra to lay siege on the city, what's the Lashon? The Lashon is that they went ahead and Latzava. They tzoren aleihem va'orchin imon milchama ad shetibakei ha'ir. The gedder of how the Yidden went after the Ir HaNidachas is they didn't just go ahead and kill them. It was a war. They mamish fought a war with them. What they were doing was they were going after them and they were literally fighting a war. So said Rav Shulam David that it could be that's this diuk of shalal. The reason we're referring to this as kol shalala, the reason this is the word that's being used is because on some level, when the Yidden went after the Ir HaNidachas, what they were doing was, they were taka fighting a war. That's what's going on over here. It's a gather of milchama. And that's where this word shalala comes from. I think this mamish opens up the Shari Chachman, the Shari Bina a little bit, maybe to understand what's going on as it relates to the Ir HaNidachas. You know, the Mishnah says, Ein oisin Ir HaNidachas, LLP Bezdin Shal Shem V'Echad. Right? You want to have an Ir HaNidachas, you have to have a Bezdin Shal Shem. Why do you have to have a Bezdin Shal Shem V'Echad? Where do you find that you have to have, Dinei Nefashis is always B'chav Gimel. Why all of a sudden do you have to have a Bezdin Shal Shem V'Echad? Ir HaNidachas is so credible. Could be the pshat is because the Mishnah says that in Orcha Melchama LLP Bezin Shal Shem V'Echad. You couldn't fight a war unless you had a Bezin Shal Shem V'Echad. When the Yidden went after the Ir HaNidachas, this wasn't just a hechetimtza to go ahead and start plucking out a few individuals, kill this person and kill that person. It's a little bit more intense than that. What's happening over here is you're fighting a war. I'll tell you better. What's this inyan that even the children Rachmana Litzlom were killed? You never find such a thing. Right, the Ramban says, the wives, we spoke to that in the Akdama. The Rambam says, Afilu the Taf, where do you find such an inyan that you're going to kill the Taf? I mean, where do you find? You know, you find it by a Amalek, you find it. Mochai Timcha Zecher Amalek. It's the only place you find this. What's going, if this is a regular Mises Bezdin, that's what's happening here. No, you could be Chai Mises Bezdin because you're Mechal Shavis. You can be Mechai Mises Bezdin because you're a Mechashev. You can be Chai Mises Bezdin because you're a Noyev. You can be Chai Mises Bezdin because you're a member of an Ir HaNidachas. Why the Taf? Why the Noshim? Lo yumsu avis abob alavoyim banim and vice versa. You never find such an inyan. The Teretz is a different din. We're fighting a war. It's a mulchama. That's what's going on over here. That's the Rambam's lashon. Va'orchim imayam mulchama acheti bakei oir. So what's going on over here is you're fighting a mulchama. Mulchama is a different sugya. When it comes to mulchama, I don't do it anything. Maybe over there there's an inyan of noshma noshav etaf. That's why there's such a musik. Even the idea of taking everything and destroying it. Why are you destroying all the? Because when it comes to mulchama, there's a sugya of what you do with the shalom. Right? It's not just the word shalom. Even what we're doing with the shalom or what we're not doing with the shalom. Right? By Yerichai, there was an inyan of Hachre Moisa, you weren't allowed to have enough from it. Right? There's always a sugya. What do you do with the shalom? The Teretz is because shalom is a heftz of milchama. It's the spoils of war. That's what it is. And what's happening over here when we're attacking there in Idachas is this is mamish what it is. We're fighting a war. And we're fighting a war. So in Mele, you take the spoils and you go Azai, the behemoth. This is milchamadig. It's not Misas Bezendig. Fakert, that's exactly what's going on. You know, the Biskurov asked on this Gemara here. In Tmura Davches, that the Gemara says, no, Irani Dachas, Bezman Azeh. It's possible, Irani Dachas, Bezman Azeh. Typically, Enois Irani Dachas, LLP Bezin, Shushavivecha. Frank to Priskarov, you're saying good, but say better. Enois Irani Dachas, Bezman Azeh, because there's no Dine Nefashis. Maybe this is not a regular Dine Nefashis. Maybe this is Begeder Melchama. And if this is already Begeder Melchama, I don't know, Melchama? Is there no Melchama? 40 years before there was no Melchama anymore? What was the Bar Koich for revolution? Was that Melchama Chvesnish? Oh, but the Teretz is, but I've opened a Bezish on Ayin Aleph. And if you don't have a Bezish on Ayin Aleph, some email, that would be the problem. The Gemara Hell, that's an issue. But Al Sein Oisin Dine Nefashis, could be this is not a regular Dine Nefashis. So again, I don't know if this is Emes. To me, it's Nikarim a little bit different Emes. But it's just the whole parish. It feels different. This doesn't feel like a situation of Misas Bezdin. We're punked. You have 19 chumras that you don't find anywhere else. This feels like a different type of parsha. The Irani Dachas is in the Ayin Aleph de Gezachin. Right? It feels like something else. And this diuk in the Lashon Rambam, it's not even a diuk. It's mefurish in the Rambam. V'orchini maya mulchama. Yeah, it couldn't be more mefurish. And the word of the Torah Shalom that Rav Meshulam David brings from a Sefer Echad, it screams from the rooftops that this is a whole different Indian. But if that's the case, I think this maybe is a yishuv poshut adla ma'oid of why the Torah said that when it comes to the Anshi Irani Dachas, it's Hakei Sakes Yoishve Yoirai Lefi Charev. What's the catch? It doesn't make any sense. A Yochid, that's Oved Avodah Zarah, gets Skilo. And when an ear is Oved Avodah Zarah, it's going to be Sayef. The Torah is not a regular Mises Bezdin. Now, there's certain dinim that conform to Mises Bezdin. I know all the horrors. But at the end of the day, Beshroshoi, fundamentally, what this is not Mises Bezdin. Fundamentally, what we're doing is we're fighting a war. You know how the Yidden used to fight wars? Look it up. Right? They didn't have guns. They didn't have tanks. They didn't have 2,000-pound bombs. That's not how they used to fight. They didn't have snipers. They used to fight Lofi Charev, right? It wasn't with Skila. It wasn't with Srefa. And it wasn't with Tchenek. It was Lofi Charev. That's the way all the wars were fought. So the Yisoid over here is Hakes Sakes Yoishvei O'irahi. It's Lofi Charev. You want to know it's Lofi Charev because what you're doing is you're fighting a war. Milchamer geit metanander esugya. The parish of Erni Dachas Avadis Milchamer. You want to know why it ends up Lofi Charev? It ends up Lofi Charev because it's a different din. It's a different din. You're fighting a war. You're destroying the whole city. Obviously, geit met the tzura from Milchamer. The tzura from Milchamer is given Lofi Charev. I think if. Again, I think it opens up a little bit the Shari Chachm, the Shari Bino, to understand the parsha of the Irani Dachas. And we are going to stop here.